also want to show the transferring of the fully risen bread onto a cookie sheet,
okay,
so people can see that.
Okay, because we have about 2 minutes, so let's see what we can do with that. We're sorry to rush you along, but you have such great information, Don, and I just
The ciabatta batter, which I started last night. Mm-hmm. It was made from a starter, and the starter is something which greatly enhances the flavor of bread. And you can see that this is very soupy. And what it is roughly 1 cup of flour to 1 cup of water and a half a teaspoon of yeast. And it's let to set on the counter overnight.
Okay.
And that allows the yeast to grow. And then I use it the following day to make my bread. And it imparts a very, very nice flavor to the bread. That was used in this dough.
Okay.
This is a dough to make ciabatta. Now, what I might do, which I'm going to show you very quickly, is how I might do this at home to make, rather than a ciabatta, a boule or a round loaf. I'm going to spray that lightly with cooking oil. I'm going to dust it quickly with some cornmeal to prevent it from sticking.
Okay.
And then without deflating it, I'm going to transfer this dough very carefully.
Did you grease the...
The bowl was sprayed with the cooking spray.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to fold it over. And once it's in there, we can shake it around. And let it rise just like that for another 15, 20 minutes and then slide it into an extremely hot oven.
In this?
Right in that pan.
Oh,
this
neat.
Is one of those pans that can go in the oven because there's no plastic on it. And that'll make a nice round loaf. But just before it goes in the oven, I'm going to spray it with cooking spray and dust it with the coarse kosher salt.
Oh, nice.
And that'll give it a nice texture on top and a nice,
nice
color.
Oh, this is great. I love this pan. This is an easy way to
It was something my mom was going to throw out or put in a tag sale, and I grabbed it. And then I read this book by Susan Dunaway, and it suggested cooking in one of these skillets, and I gave it a try, and I've loved it because it was just the right shape and just the right size.
Do you have a basic recipe for a bread?
I do, and if you take my Italian cooking bread class that starts in a couple of weeks, you'll learn all about it.
Okay, because I think I want that recipe right there.
It's in Susan's book.
Okay.